Ammar ibn Yasir was one of the first to accept the religion of Islam, and he was one of those who was severely tortured by the polytheists of Quraysh because of his beliefs. But who was Ammar? How did he live his life? And how was he martyred? This is Unsung Heroes. Ammar was tortured alongside his mother, his father, and his brother by the chief of the Quraysh and one of the staunchest enemies of Islam, Abu Jahl. He ordered them to praise the idols of the Quraysh rather than the one Allah. In response to this persecution, Ammar's fearless mother did not back down. She defiantly spat on Abu Jahl's face, and this enraged him. He raised his spear high and he struck Sumayya, the mother of Ammar, in her stomach. And thus, Sumayya became the first martyr of Islamic history. That's right, the first person to sacrifice their own lives for the sake of Allah and Islam was a woman. The oppressors then turned their attention to Ammar's father, Yasir, and he too was martyred alongside his wife. Ammar witnessed the fate of his parents, and he knew that if he didn't praise those idols, he too would have been killed. What do you think Ammar did in this situation? In this situation, Ammar praised the idols, although he held the belief of Allah within his heart. After this, he felt such guilt for uttering these words, and he ran to the Prophet crying. The Prophet asked what had happened, and Ammar explained to him that he had left the folds of Islam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi comforted Ammar, and he informed him that a verse had been revealed regarding him. مَنْ كَفَرَ بِاللَّهِ مِنْ بَعْدِ إِيمَانِهِ إِلَّا مَنْ أُكْرِهَ وَقَلْبُهُ مُطْمَئِنٌّ بِالْإِيمَانِ وَلَكِنْ مَنْ شَرَحَ بِالْكُفْرِ صَدْرًا فَعَلَيْهِمْ غَضَبٌ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ عَظِيمٌ. Whomever rejects his faith in Allah after having believed in him, not the one who is compelled to utter a word of disbelief under duress while his heart is at peace with faith, but the one who has laid his breast wide open for disbelief. Upon such people is the wrath of Allah, and for them there is a heavy punishment. Ammar may have uttered these words of disbelief to save his own life, but his heart was still overflowing with faith. Therefore, Ammar ibn Yasir was the first to observe taqiyya in the religion of Islam. This is the first instance in Islamic history where we witness taqiyya being put into practice. When the polytheists of Quraysh intensified their efforts to punish and torture the followers of Islam, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi ordered the Muslims to migrate to Abyssinia, current-day Ethiopia, where a benevolent Christian king by the name of Najashi ruled. Ammar also took part in the migration from Mecca to Medina, and he was one of those who helped Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi build Masjid al-Quba, the first mosque in Islamic history. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi actually mentioned Ammar by name as one of the Shias, alongside Salman, Miqdad, and Aba Dhar al-Ghaffari. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi said, اشتاقت الجنة إلى علي وعمار وسلمان وبلال. Paradise is eager for Ali, Ammar ibn Yasir, Salman al-Farisi, and Bilal al-Habashi. May Allah have mercy upon them all. We see that many of the believers are eager to reach paradise. But here, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi is saying that paradise is eager for these four people to come towards it. After the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi left this world, Ammar ibn Yasir participated in a majority of the battles, including the Battle of Yamama, where he fought alongside renowned companions such as Abu Dujana al-Ansari, and he even lost his ear in this battle. Sometime later, the second Khalifa appointed Ammar ibn Yasir as the governor of Kufa and the commander of its armies. However, some of the jealous people of Kufa who were upset that Ammar ibn Yasir was a Shia complained to the second Khalifa, and Ammar ibn Yasir was dismissed from his role as the governor of Kufa. Fast forwarding a few years, following the assassination of the third Khalifa, Ammar ibn Yasir was one of those who called and invited people towards paying allegiance to Amir al-Mu'mineen. During the Khilafah of Amir al-Mu'mineen salawatullah wa salamuhu alayh, Ammar ibn Yasir participated in both battles of Jamal and Siffin. The most important part of his life, however, was the realization of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi's prophecy. The prophecy is as follows: Ammarun ma'al haqq, wal haqqu ma'a Ammarin haythu kan, taqtuluhu al-fi'atu al-baghiya. Ammar is with the truth, and the truth is with Ammar wherever he is, and he will be killed by the rebellious group. Here, the word al-baghiya has negative connotations, because it means one who has rebelled against Allah and his Imam. I want you to picture a scene now. On the scorching battlefield of Siffin, a 90-year-old man is slaying the enemies left and right. Every single person he faces is brought to their knees and sent to their eternal abode in the hellfire. This old man, who was fighting just like or even more courageously than a young warrior, was Ammar ibn Yasir. When Ammar ibn Yasir finally achieved the grand status of martyrdom during this battle against Muawiyah's forces, many of the enemy realized that they had been fighting for the wrong side. After all, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi had already foretold that Ammar would be killed by Al-Fi'at Al-Baghiya, or the insurgent rebellious group. Thus, just as Rasulullah said, Ammar was a symbol of the truth, both in this world and after his martyrdom too. So now we know how Ammar ibn Yasir lived in this world and how he left this world a martyr. So remember, to leave this world a martyr, we must first live in it as a martyr, wherever you are.